You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Beshalach. It's a great moment. It's also called Shabbat Shira. It's the song. The Jewish people go through the sea on dry land, and they come out the other side. They're free from their enemies. They're no longer slaves. They sing as Yashir. But I'd like to bring you to the moment right before they cross. The moment right before they cross, Moshe Rabbeinu was calling out to Hashem, saying, "Help us!" And Hashem responds in an unusual way. It's a Perek Yudal, Pasuk Tesvav. Pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe, "Why are you screaming to me? Why are you calling out to me right now? Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, speak to the children of Israel and let them move." Let them move. Let them travel. Walk into the sea. It's not a time for prayer right now. So it's very unusual that Hashem would say, I don't know if there's other examples of this in Tanakh, but that Hashem would say, don't daven. Just go. And I'd like to share with you a beautiful, beautiful piece in the Medrash. And it's in Parsha Chaf Aleph, and it's in Simen Gimel. I'd like to give you just a little bit of an introduction. I don't want to read it inside. It will take too much time. But in the first section there in Chaf Aleph, so the Medrash talks about the call of Yaakov, the tzaka, the call, the voice, the fact that the Jewish people have a unique heritage, which we got from Yaakov Avinu, HaKol Kol Yaakov. Jacob's power was in his voice. And the voice is expressed in prayer, the voice is expressed in learning Torah as well, as we'll see. And what is the concept of the voice? Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, the Pasuk says five psukim earlier, that the Jewish people called out to Hashem. That is our heritage. We have this ability to call out. When things are tough, where do we go? We go inside and we go to Hashem. We talk to God. And we say, God, take care of us. God, save us. And the Medrash here in Aleph finishes off by telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu is being told by Hashem, you don't need to daven yourself because the Jewish people have already davened. They've already used that power from Yaakov. They've used their voice. And now I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to save them. So you don't need to be involved in prayer at this moment. The prayer has already done its thing. That's the first section. A quick sum up. But I'd like to draw you deep into this section in Gimel, which speaks about the idea of tzaka, and it speaks about the idea of calling out, using our voice, and it speaks about the heart. Let's see this together. And the Medrash is trying to understand, why is Hashem saying to Moshe, don't call out now? Why don't, you know, so we just had an explanation. You don't need to call out because I've already heard the Jewish people's calling. I've already heard their prayer. You can stop now. The Medrash here says another idea. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, it says, it will be before they call, I will answer them. That's what the Pasuk says. And when does Hashem answer us? Hashem knows what we need, right? Do we even need to really pray? So we'll see what it means, but the Pasuk says, Hashem says, before they even call out, before they even pray for their needs, I will already answer them. Help is on the way before we even call. And then the Pasuk says, the second half of the Pasuk, Oidem medabrim v'ani ashma. Even as they're speaking, I will hear. And there's an interesting thing about hearing and speaking, right? As opposed to looking at a picture with one's eyes, the sensation of seeing is different than hearing. When you see something, you see a whole picture all at once. Wherever you are right now, if you look around, you can see a picture that if you would have to describe it with words, it would take many thousands of words. A picture is worth 1,000 words. When I look, so I see a big picture. When I hear and when I speak, so there's one word and another word and another word and another word, and then the pieces come together. By the time my sentence is finished, so I have a concept, and my brain puts together all of the pieces at the end, after all the words are said. Now, Hashem is saying like this, I hear your prayers. I hear it. I hear it. As you're calling, I hear it. And we'll see that Hashem even hears it before, as we said, before we even say it. Hashem already sees the picture before. Hashem sees it before. And the Midrash points out that the Pasuk says twice. It says, and it will be before you call and I will answer. Okay, so Hashem is saying, I will answer. Even as you're speaking, which sounds like a different thing, you are now praying, you are now asking for your needs. And I will hear. Again, Hashem uses the word I. Right? The Navi, Yeshaya, Isaiah is quoting God. And he says, I. Why does it say I twice? The Midrash points out. Why does it say it this way? We find that Moshe says, again, he's a prophet, quoting God, Ru'u atok yani anihu. See now, here it's seeing, that it is I am. It says twice, ani. So what is the concept of I twice? Why does Hashem say I over and over again? Says the Medrash like this, very interesting. It's really deep. Listen in here, this is an important concept that can change your life. Whoever says the Medrash, how do we daven? How do we daven? How do we pray? Did you ever have a really good tefillah? Did you ever daven and you felt like, oh, I davened well. I really had kavana. Right? We're supposed to have kavana in davening. What's kavana? What does the word kavana mean? Maybe it means intent. Maybe it means focus. What does it mean, kavana? So we're going to see, what does good prayer look like? What does it really mean to have a good prayer? What does it mean, really, to daven well? Get this. Do the will of Hashem. That's how the prayer starts. You want to have a good prayer? Be in the space where I'm looking to do the will of Hashem. And be mechavein liboy. Maybe focus your heart. Mechavein, the word mechavein means, kivun means a direction. Right? Direct your heart. Get your heart in the right direction. Put your heart in the right direction. Vatfila in your prayer. Right? We're talking about our hearts now, okay? The tefillah is a avoda shebalev. It's the service of the heart. So we need to understand what is the heart exactly involved. When you're davening and you have a good davening, it sounds like you got your heart into it. That's what it sounds like. Your heart was directed into it. And we'll see what that means. If you do Hashem's will and you direct your heart in your prayer, so then, shamelei b'lam hazeh v'chein la'asid lovei. Hashem says, ani. Hashem says, I twice. Because I, Hashem, will help you in this world if you daven correctly. And I, Hashem, will help you in the next world if you daven correctly. This is mysterious what this means exactly. Let's try to understand it. Shenemar, v'yetem yikrov ani aneh. Pasuk says, before you call, I will already answer you. That's talking about now. That's in this world. In this world, you don't even have to say anything. If your heart is in the right place, that's what the Medrash seems to be saying, if your heart is in the right place, if your heart is directed correctly, then you don't even have to say a word and Hashem is already going to answer your prayer. He's already going to give you what you need. In the future, I'm not sure exactly what this means, but somehow in the future time, maybe it's Mashiach time, maybe it's Olam Haba, as they're speaking, I will hear it. And I had this thought about the concept of voice, the concept of sound, right? I'm saying something, and as I'm talking, so if I speak loud enough, they can hear me far away, right? There's an advantage of sound over sight. Sound, you can hear something that's very far away, even if you can't see it. Right? Often, you can hear the thunder, but you don't see the lightning. Sound is something that I can communicate here, and it will get to you. I'm in Ramat Beit Shemesh. You might be in America. You might be in England. You might be anywhere in the world hearing this, Australia, wherever, the sound of my voice carries, and it can carry far beyond what I can see. That's something unique about sound. So there's an aspect of the heart, which is, as we'll see soon, there's an aspect of the heart, which is the foundation of it, the feelings. We say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, La'adam marchelev. The human being has the system of heart. We have the heart, we have the feelings. It's Hashem who gives us the beauty of speech, the full expression of something, the way that it comes out, the way that it manifests, the way that it's heard. I'm saying something, I'm thinking something, I'm feeling something, and you're going to hear this, and you're going to interpret it and receive it as you do. I don't have control over that. I can just try to communicate something, but you're going to hear the thing that you need to hear. That's not up to me. Right? So in communication, there's the speaking, there's the heart. I'm sorry, first there's the heart, and then there's the speaking, which is the emanation of it, the giving out of it, right? There's Olam HaZeh, which is kind of like we're in the space of the heart. We don't see the results of it yet. We're in the emotions of it, and it hasn't yet expressed itself in words. When we get to the future time, so then everything is manifest, everything comes out. Oidei Medabrim. When we get to that future world, so there's already a speech, there's already a manifestation of it, there's already something that's become concrete. Vani Ashma, and I will hear it, Hashem says. But Hashem hears it even when it's in our earlier stage, even when it's just in our heart, it's just a feeling in our heart. But when does He hear it? When is it? And I think this is maybe the Pshat in the Medrash, it's Va'ani. Rabbi said it's I. It is I. What does it mean? It means Oise Ratzon Amakoim. You're looking for Hashem's will. Why am I davening? We spoke about this on the B'Tochen podcast not long ago. Why am I davening? What am I asking for? What is the purpose of my prayer? Is it for me to get what I want? Is it for me to get what I need even? The ultimate prayer is, I recognize, it's about me recognizing that what I need is provided for by Hashem. And the type of prayer that I'm supposed to pray is not for myself, that I should have my needs, per se. That's fine. But the reason that I want these needs is because Hashem, I want to serve you. I want to be someone who is able to share with others, inspire others, give to others. Hashem, I want to be a vehicle for you to manifest in the world. That's a different prayer. That's a different tefillah. That's what this medrash seems to be saying. Kol misha hu oise ratzon hamakom, I'm interested in doing Hashem's will. This is not about me. U'mechavenes libo b'tefillah, and I'm directing my heart in my prayer. What does it mean I'm directing my heart in my prayer? This is what kavana looks like. Kavana means I'm directing my heart in my prayer that the prayer should be one that I could be able to do Hashem's will. Like the Pesukim say, we're reading it in Shema, that if you do Hashem's will, then you'll have rain in its time. You'll have everything that you need. All the blessings will come. When do the blessings come? They come when we're trying to do Hashem's will. That's really what it comes down to. The prayers are answered when the Va'ani, which is Hashem speaking and saying, it is I, displaces the I of my ego. When I move out of my ego and I'm moving into Hashem's will, I'm trying to do the Ratzon Hashem, and I'm trying to direct my heart that that's what I'm davening for. Hashem, please give me wisdom so I can understand your Torah. Please, Hashem, give me health so that I can serve you properly. Hashem, please bring a Beis HaMikdash, there's more clear. Rebuild Jerusalem so that we can serve you there. Right? So if that's what my tefillah looks like, then I'm going to be answered. That's where the heart directs the words. That's where it starts in my heart, but a heart that's filled with the Va'ani, the I of Hashem. Where my lowercase self, my S with a, myself with a lowercase S, which is my ego and my selfishness, that moves to the side. And the capital S of my neshama, of my soul, of my, the piece of Hashem that's in me becomes the moving force of my heart. Umahi Medabrim says the Medrash, what are they going to be talking about? Right? What are we going to really need when Mashiach comes, right? When Mashiach comes, we're going to need to ask for anything. Everything will be perfect. Everything will be perfect. Everything will be provided for. People won't need any money. There's not going to be anything. We're just going to sit and learn, the Medrash says. What are you talking about? We're not even asking for our needs, says the Medrash. We're just speaking. The Medrash says, we're just going to be sitting and learning. We're not even going to be davening. We're not going to need to daven and ask for needs. They'll just be provided for automatically. So what are we going to do? We're going to be talking. We're going to be speaking about, how do I get close to Hashem? How do I fulfill Hashem's will? We're going to stand and we're going to make heard the Torah learning. How do I do Hashem's will? What does Hashem want me to do? How do I keep Shabbos better? How do I serve Hashem better? How do I daven better? How do I come closer to Hashem? How do I discover the Hashem inside of me? The capital S, self. So the Medrash says something amazing. The Medrash says that when I, in the future time, and by the way, anyone can access the future time right now. We're doing it right now. If we're talking about Hashem's will, we're accessing that future time right now. But it's going to be that everyone's going to be involved in that. Chazal says, so the Rambam says, they didn't want Mashiach so that we could have power over everybody else. That's not it. It was so that we could sit and learn. So that we could be focused on Torah wisdom, which is all about serving Hashem. But what happens is an amazing thing. As we are sitting and learning right now, so Hashem is standing, or actually the Medrash says he's sitting. Hashem is taking part in our conversation. Hashem is talking through us. When we're discussing Hashem's will, Hashem is right here talking through us, discussing with us. Hashem's Shekhinah, His Divine Presence is here. If you sit at your Shabbos table and you're talking about, how can I serve Hashem? Hashem is there talking through you. Shenemar, how do I know? Pasuk says in Malachi, Oz nidbur yir Hashem yishal reyehu. It will be then, as those who fear Hashem, which as we've spoken about, it means those who seek Hashem's will, as they speak one to another, Vayakshev Hashem vayishma, Hashem listens, Hashem hears and He listens. Why does it say He hears and He listens? So the Marzu explains that He hears and He makes heard. Right? What does it mean? He listens, right? If you're listening to me, so that gives me a chance to speak, right? It gives me a chance to say what needs to be said. I'm also listening to what I'm saying. I'm also benefiting from sharing these words of Torah with you. And Hashem pays attention and He listens. It means that Hashem gives an opportunity for it to be heard. He gives an opportunity for whatever spiritual seeking that we're doing, it gets shared. When we sit and learn right here, right now, right here from Ramat Beit Shemesh, you guys are hearing it wherever you are in the entire world, right? And that's true in a spiritual sense. Whenever you sit and you learn Torah, seek Hashem's will, it has an impact on the entire world. It starts in your heart, right? Just like a thought, a feeling starts in a person's heart and then it's expressed through his mouth. It comes out to full expression. So too, when we are learning Torah, it's something, if we're mechavin liboy, if we're aligning, that's what mechavin means. Aligning my heart with Hashem's will. So then the result is that the words come out. And the words don't just stay here. Even if I'm by myself, the words don't just stay here. They impact the entire world. It changes the entire world when we seek Hashem's will. We talk about His will. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in reference to the Mashiach time, that we will see with our eyes, we will see Hashem, as it were. We'll be able to witness the presence of Hashem in our lives. Well, everyone will have Ruach HaKodesh. And notice where Ruach HaKodesh is in the heart, right? Where's Ruach? The Ruach, which means the wind of holiness. Ruach HaKodesh means divine inspiration. But where is it? It's in the place of wind where we breathe. Where do we breathe? In our lungs. Where's our lungs? Around our heart. Right? So the Ruach HaKodesh is something that's felt in the heart. And that's when we are lining up our will with Hashem's will. Then we hear Hashem's voice. and we see Hashem in our lives. Pasuk says, all of your children are the learned ones of God. What does it mean, the learned ones of God? Limude Hashem means that when we are searching through our Torah learning for Hashem's will, we become godly. It is the learning of Hashem. And then Hashem is present. Hashem is present and felt and seen. This is what Hashem says. You don't need to call out to me at this time. Why? Before you even call, you don't have to say a word. I'm already going to answer you because I see what's in your heart. Once your heart is aligned with my will, I am there. I'm present in your heart. I know what you're thinking. You don't even have to say anything. And by the way, that's the feeling of bitachon. You just feel like you're in Hashem's presence. You feel like you're in Hashem's space and you know everything's going to be fine. You know, it's all going to work out. It's all going to be awesome. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. So before we read the rest of the Medrash, it comes out an amazing thing. You want to know what real tefillah looks like? It doesn't look like what we think. It doesn't look like Hashem, give me what I want. It looks like Hashem, give me what you want. I've said this idea before, and I've been using this in my tefillah since I had this thought. Hashem dropped the thought in my mind. In Shomei Tefillah, I say, Hashem, hear my prayers. But I also add in, Hashem, help me hear your prayer for me. Help my children hear your prayer for them. Hashem, help Klal Yisrael hear your prayer for us. Hashem, help all of your kids, all the people of the world hear your prayer for us. Right? That's what this is talking about. That's a real tefillah. Hashem, help me hear your prayer for me. That's the heart. That's the tefillah of the heart. Mechaven liboy, aligning our heart with Hashem. Aligning our heart with Hashem. Hearing what does Hashem want. And Hashem is like, I know what you want. It's not different from what I want. Okay. I'm going to skip a little piece here because I don't want to get involved in this little idea. We're going to get to the end of the Medrash here and finish off. Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon said, know, understand the God of your father and serve him. Such a beautiful way of saying it. You should know. The idea of knowing is something intimate knowledge. You got to get a feeling of what does Hashem want for you. We find out, we learn that from studying the Torah, from studying Gemara, knowing Halacha. We get it also from understanding Hashkafa, understanding the depths of ideas, the kind that we're discussing here. We get a sense in our hearts of what does Hashem want? We start to resonate with it. What does Hashem want? What is Hashem's will for me? Das Elokei Avicha, says Shlomo HaMelech, know intimately the God of your forefathers. Vavdeyu, and serve him. We gotta serve Hashem from our heart. Chol Yetzer Machshavis Mevin. The Pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Hashem understands that which fashions your thoughts. Where do my thoughts come from? It can come from one of two places. I really have two hearts. I have two hearts. I have a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Ra. And it depends what I feed, right? I have an evil inclination and a good inclination. The evil inclination is all of my desires and all of my ego. And that can feed my thoughts and I can end up thinking thoughts about doing things wrong. But I have another heart, and that's the heart that we're talking about, that we're developing. That's the Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination. That which is Hashem's voice inside of us. That which is our conscience. And Hashem understands all of that which fashions our thoughts, right? Our thoughts, we think thoughts, but they really come from the heart. Our feelings begin. That's where it's, we can have a feeling about something. We don't even have the words for it. We're feeling something and we don't even know what it is. We're afraid of something. And we're not sure what. Or it could be, we feel great love and we're not even sure why. And then our words will form based on the feelings. That's called Yetzer Machshavos, the fashioning of the thoughts. Hashem is Mavin. He intuitively understands how our thoughts are fashioned. Says the Medrash, actually Yotzer Machshava Shebelibo Shel Adam, who made in Hashem, even before the thought is formed in our heart, which means to say, we have a feeling and it hasn't formed into a word yet. Hashem understands it. The word maven is from the word bina, which means intuition. Hashem intuitively understands our hearts. Listen to this. Hashem could see 7 generations before a particular individual had a thought. Hashem knew what was going to happen. Nebuchadnezzar, the evil king of Babylonia, was not even born yet. It was long before he was born. Nisnabe Yishaya. Isaiah had the following prophecy. And he knew, based on Hashem's informing him, what Nebuchadnezzar was going to think in his heart. Shenemar, Pasuk in Yishaya, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yudgimel, V'ata Amarta Bilvavcha, Hashamayim Eleh. You said in your heart, the heart of a wicked person is fashioning egoic desires, egoic thoughts. And what was he thinking, even before he was born, what was he thinking? He was thinking, how can I get up to heaven and fight with God? How can I be the one who reigns over heaven? So Hashem knew that that thought's going to happen. If before 7 generations before the thought was even thought by this wicked person, Hashem knew what he's going to think. Certainly, a tzaddik ben yoimoy en yodei ma'asei lachshav, a one-day-old righteous person, which, by the way, could mean me, right now, I just did tshuva, and now I want to do Hashem's will. Does Hashem know what I'm going to think? Of course he does. Well, why is that a kal v'chomer? Why is that certainly true? Hashem certainly knows what the tzaddik is going to think, more than a wicked person, because the tzaddik has aligned his heart with the Va'ani, the I of Hashem, with the capital S, self. The tzaddik has aligned his heart. So certainly Hashem knows what the tzaddik is thinking. And certainly Hashem knows, even before that thought comes into his mind. The Kach Siv, V'haya Terem Yikro V'ani Aneh. That's why the Pasuk says, even before they call out, I will already answer them. Before it's even manifest, before they even speak it, I know what's in their hearts, because I know Klal Yisrael, and that's what it finishes, L'kach nemer matitza kila, you don't need to even daven. If you're in the heart space, if your heart is aligned with Hashem's will, you don't even need to say anything. It doesn't even need to be expressed, because your heart is so full. It's so full of just, I want to do Hashem's will. Hashem, I just want to be close to you. Hashem, I just want to be whatever you want me to be. Hashem, I just want my life to look like what you want it to look like. That's the real tefillah. That's a tefillah that's for sure going to be answered. You don't even have to say it. You don't even have to pray the prayer. Your heart just feels it. You're just aligned. You're in tune. You're resonating with the Va'ani. And if that's where you're resonating, if that's where your heart is, eventually, us nidbaru, it's going to be in the future, we're going to be sitting and talking about how do we get closer to Hashem. Even when the Yetzer is gone, we're still going to be talking about how can we get closer to Hashem, and Hashem is going to bring that out and make that real. Hashem is going to bring that out and make it real and make it be heard. I want to bless you. Ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to have real prayers, real tefillahs. Hashem should help us to want His will. Hashem should help us to be mechaven es libeinu, direct our hearts, get them in that space of hearing the Va'ani, of hearing the I, of the capital S self, of our neshama, which is our eternal connection with Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.